For decades, farmers have used noxious pesticides to kill insects that eat crops. But environmentalists complain that these pesticides run off from farms, contaminating the soil, lakes, and streams. This pest control could change, though. Yunsong Park, a professor of entomology at Kansas State University, has found a way to manipulate insects' sexual activity. Park worked with colleagues in Korea and Slovakia to identify a signaling chemical called natalicin, a cluster of amino acids that tells the brain to commence mating behavior. He knocked out natalicin in three different kinds of insects: fruit flies, silkworm moths, and a species of beetle. Park reports that when natalicin isn't present, the insects' mating rituals didn't quite work. The beetles lacking natalicin only managed to produce a quarter of their typical offspring, and the fruit flies struggled in their mating rituals. The male sang his typical mating song to an appealing female, but the sound came out much quieter than usual, and the female was too busy grooming herself to notice him. These findings suggest an environmentally safe technique to manage pests: birth control. But Park has yet to find a way to target a single species or even small groups of species. He says this method must be pursued cautiously to limit the impacts just to pests. After all, there are plenty of pollinators and scavengers that he wouldn't want to interrupt. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Pansy Rutsch.